sanctuary.
That's really funny.
Sing it unto him now.
Lord, prepare me
to be your sanctuary, pure and holy, he tried and true, with thanksgiving, I will be sanctuary before. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. To be a sanctuary for the Lord. It's good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. If you'd like, turn in your Bible, turn to where we've been reading in 2 Peter, and then turn to Romans 8. 2 Peter, Romans 8. We had a real good time this past weekend with Brother Richard with us, preaching for us. Really enjoyed the fellowship and the time and all, and appreciate all of the brothers and sisters for the cooking and the things and all. We just certainly appreciate it. And everybody was so thankful and bragging about it, you know, saying, make sure you tell everybody. So we appreciate it. We had a good time. Really enjoyed the ministry. And we appreciate Brother Richard and his stand up on the word. Amen. And now, remember, we will not be having Bible study the first Saturday of July. We will have it the second Saturday, okay? No Bible study first Saturday. We will have it the second Saturday, okay? Now, because we'll be leaving for Oklahoma on the Wednesday there of July the 7th, I think, July the 2nd, all right? And remember now, we will be having next week, now this coming week, the services will be on Tuesday. All right, everybody understand the services for next week only will be on Tuesday, because we're trying to leave, if we can, as early as possible Wednesday when everybody gets in from work to leave to go to Oklahoma. And the Lord willing, Brother Harris and Brother Aaron will be taking the services for you here on that weekend. So just remember that. But just remember now, no Bible study on the first Saturday. It'll be the second Saturday. All right. Then we will be having next week only on Tuesday night. We'll be having the services, the midweek service, and then we're leaving on Wednesday to give us a little better traveling time. We're leaving out on Wednesday and should be back on Monday, probably late Monday afternoon. So just remember these and keep us all in your prayer. All right. Amen. I think that's the main announcements to make sure we get it, because we don't want somebody showing up and service is not here or at the wrong date or whatever. So, you know, keep these things in mind. All right. 2 Peter 1, 5 through 9, and then we'll go to Romans 8, 8 through 11. Father, we thank you. We love you. We cherish your presence with us. And Father, we love you because you first loved us. And Lord, you called us and you directed us. So we depend upon that. We depend upon you for what you would give unto us. We know that there's none of us worthy, but we know that you made us worthy. And everything is dwelling in you, Lord, and all things we depend upon you for the answer to everything. So have your way with us. Forgive our sins, cleanse us, and keep us, Father. And as we try to speak about you, you come on the scene and you speak to our hearts and lives. Forgive us, Father, for the biggest problem would be our own unbelief. And Lord, sometimes we don't even know what that is. So it has to be exposed, and then we can, Lord, do something about our unbelief then. And we just pray you would guide us. Now have your way and keep each one. You said you sent your word and healed us and delivered us from destruction, so we depend upon you. And guide us now in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Peter 1, verse 5. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind. See, if you don't have these things, if you don't have what he's saying here, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, faith, if you don't have that, any of it, you're blind. All right, now. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So you can have a natural faith, natural virtue, natural knowledge, and we've been through that, you know, a mental thing. But that's still not it until we have the new birth to start with. All right, but if I have the new birth, then I don't lack these things. I may not have but just that, but I've got that. So I'm not blind, see, that away. I just need growth development. All right, you may be seated. The Lord had his blessing to the reading of the Word. Now, I read the Scriptures every time on these because when... Yeah, we'll get that in a minute. I read these because I want you to think about the things first, but number two, see, if somebody picks up a tape out on the internet or something, you know, and pick up a message, and we don't use those Scriptures, they won't know that it's all related to a series, you know, of preaching. And this is message number 15 on the stature of a perfect man. And then the last time I spoke, which was last Wednesday, we were talking about adoption. Stature of a perfect man, what is that? It's adoption. It's the same thing. It's not something different. See, that is the way to come to the position to be adopted. Is what? Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness. See? And come into the faith of the fathers. And then you can go into the stage of what we talk about, the adoption, or the Mount of Transfiguration for the Lord Jesus on adoption. And, you know, see, that way we can, it's all the same. But we must have the new birth. Now, it's not something that we just play with or talk about. If we don't have the new birth, we are not the children of God. Amen. All right? And that's plain and simple. If we don't have it, we're not the children of God. And God would in no way ever adopt somebody else's children. He only adopts his children. So, all right, we must have the new birth to become a child of God. And that's what it is for faith. Brother Brown said, have faith and be born again. All right. Now, see, then that would, we'll take it in the lineup. But there's so many things that he covers, and that's one thing I'm going to be covering tonight is just kind of a lineup of something to where that we won't get confused when we continue on in talking about the headstone, the things and all like that. You know, I want to make sure that we're clear. And see, then that way, when you come to the message and speak on it, then remember what's been said. All right? See, I wish you would at times write down things and keep them, because I know over a period of 15 sermons, you've already forgotten what number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 7, you know, or whatever, or probably 14 was. Because that's the human mind. So write down a thought with it of the message, and hold that thought, see, and then we don't have to keep running back on to the same point to make sure that you understand. See? Because a lot of people teach this as just being the new birth, is, well, I'm just born again. I come in the world, I already was eternal. I didn't need the new birth. And we know that those things, you know, are taught by the people of the message. But yet, still, they can't show it by the prophet's message, or either they're perverting the quotes and things and not staying with the truth of what he was saying. All right. Now, see, now tonight what we want to do is I want to make a thought in your mind. And if we don't get this thought correct, then we won't understand what has been, what is, what will be. We just lump it all over into one thing. And that's what most people do. Most people in the message, they just read something. We got it. Yeah. Headstone. We got it. A lot of people say we're born in this age, and that caused us to have it. Well, that, you know, I just don't agree with that. I can't comprehend that form of understanding. I believe we must have these things, not just talk about it. See, not just say, well, you know, I believe it. That's good. But we need an experience of these things. And that's what Brother Richard has been trying to preach for quite a while, if you've been listening to him, is and Brother Stephen and him, is to experience something, not just talk about it. And I believe that. I believe in that. I believe that we need to have a definite experience. I believe that, like, justification is a definite experience. Sanctification is a definite experience. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is a definite experience. See, then that puts you in the pyramid. All right? Because we're not in the other ages, so don't get confused. But it's like I was discussing recently with someone. See, Brother Branham had to speak according to the Bible. And watch tonight the layout of what I'm talking about, and it will be exactly the way the Bible covers it, but yet most people never think about it. See? I've got it written down here. What do you think? You know, when you say, because this will be what it'll be on, the same ministry, you can put the title to it. What do you think about when you say the ministry of Jesus Christ? And what are you expecting? All right? Now, you say, well, Brother Dale, I'm expecting the headstone. But the headstone can't come until the cornerstone is here.
Right.
All
right? Right.
But see, people don't talk about that. They just talk about headstone. We're headstone people. We're up here. Oh, this is the age we're in. We're just headstone. Ain't it great to be the headstone? Brother Brown said we had these things. Well,
right.
Now, if you go back and check it, Brother Brown was saying, I've got these things and you need these things.
Right.
That's the best way to put it. And even at times he spoke of things that he didn't have, because he preached 30-something years without the headstone. Now, that was his words. I didn't say that. I gave you the quotes where he said the headstone hadn't come yet. All right. Now, but see, if we don't keep that in mind, we just lump it over into something. You know, like I say, we make it so easy until we just fall into it. It's just, or we make it so great that it cannot ever be attained unto. Well, now, somewhere in between, there must be a correct place. All
right?
And see, in doing that, then, as I said, what has been, what is now, and what are we expecting? Right? You say, well, the prophet said the same ministry of Jesus Christ must be here before the headstone can come and the rapture can take place. Amen. Well, I gave you those quotes. Now, but what do you think? What are you expecting that would cause you to think as you are? Now, don't play games with me, and I don't play games with you. See, because everybody has a mental concept, or either you wouldn't be a human being, and you couldn't have drove here tonight, or rode in a car, or whatever, to get here. You know, nobody didn't pick you up as a zombie and bring you in and set you down. You've got some kind of a concept in your mind. But what causes that to be? What makes that point in your mind? Is it scriptural? Or is it like the prophet said that in the church age book there, where he says that they say, well, we must be of God, we get results. He said, which we have already proven to not be true. But that's the way people think, see. You go out here and look at the world today, they're having great signs and wonders happening, right? All right? See? And they say, well, we must be of God. See, they're not concerned about what the Word says. All right? But now we can go too far on the basis of just saying word. Now, when I'm talking about word, I'm talking about the revealed word. Because the letter of the word just kills you. When I talk about the Word, I'm trying my best to preach to you what I see is being revealed of the hour that we're in. All right. But now watch what I'm saying. When we read the statement, the same ministry is now among us, what do you think is being said? What do you judge it by? See? Or as I said, do we just make it like a blanket statement? We've got it. We've got it. Prophet said it, we got it. Or as I wrote it in here, is it only to be in Brother Branham? Is it only to be in Brother Branham? A big man in this message said we don't have to worry about the speaking of the Word and things, says because Brother Branham had it and Jesus had it, and we just followed what they said. Well, now, I don't agree with that. I'm just honest. I don't agree with that. Amen. I believe we have a part to do with it.
Right.
All right. I believe the body of Jesus Christ is the last immorphy,
amen,
or form of God upon the earth today.
Right.
All right. See? Because now, wasn't it that didn't the prophet, what is it? Is it the unveiling of God or mighty God? I'm right in there somewhere where he says that he's talking about that he immorphied with us on the day of Pentecost. I mean, with us in life. See? And then on the day of Pentecost, he immorphied in us. All right? So now, if he immorphied in the bride on the day of Pentecost, then the bride's a last immorphy. That shouldn't be any problem. That's what the prophet is saying. Because she's the last form of God upon the earth. That keeps you from being a oneness to believe that Jesus was the last form. Makes it fulfilled in the Scriptures now. Alright, so now let's get into something now. But when you say the ministry of Christ is here, what do you mean? Or if you say the ministry of Christ is not here, what do you mean? Upon what basis do you make it? There must be a scriptural answer. There must be an answer from the prophet's message as to find a middle ground. There's things that Brother Branham said is here, see, that wasn't there to him.
Right.
You say, Brother Dale, no, wait a minute. Well, he preached the seals in 57, I think it was. And it hadn't even opened.
Right.
And in the 50s, he talked about the headstone being here. And then turn around and say, but the headstone's not come yet.
Right.
See? See, I know I require for you to think. But to require you to think, it doesn't leave you with just a haphazard thought and then somebody come along and preach something and you just run after it because, oh, it sounds so beautiful. Because
yeah,
at least you know what I believe.
Right.
See? You don't have to worry about it because I tell you what I believe. Don't try to figure out what I believe. Just take what I say. Now, I know I'm capable of making human errors and Mary and Martha's and 2,000 or 10,000 or human mistakes or giving scriptures wrong or quotes or something. That's human. But listen. Now, so to understand the ministry of Jesus Christ, all right, now, as being the same ministry, we must understand what the prophet is saying and to what stage he's saying that from or to. All right. You say, well, I just love them wonderful, sweet messages, Brother Dale. I don't have to even think about what they're saying. Well, go ahead. No problems with you. Listen. Now to my little human peanut brain mind, I can think of three stages or phases of Brother Branham's the statement that, you know, the same ministry. All right? And see, to put them in order then, all right, then we won't cross up the scriptures, we won't cross up the prophet, We won't get crossed up in ourselves. And somebody comes along and says something, you say, okay, I know where that's at. And that's number one. Or that's number two. You know, or that's number three. See, one of the stages. Just like in the Bible, it speaks of the second coming of Jesus Christ three ways. The bride, now I may miss this and have to go back and correct it because of the human mind, all right? But see, the bride coming to Christ. The two witnesses. That's the coming of Christ. And the millennium. And each one of those is talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now you take a scripture that is applying for his first coming, see. Put it to the second, third, or whatever. See, you're messing up your picture. You got the cow, but she's up in the tree. Get her down on the ground, see. And see, that's why it took Brother Branham so long to preach it, and that's why it took us so long to preach what he has said. See, if it took him 30 years or more, 30-something years there to preach the stature of a perfect man, how long you think it'd take us? Of course, it's like one brother, Brother Moat, and I remember we were talking to this certain brother, and Brother Moat said, I've got 65 sermons, brother, that I preached on the stature of a perfect man. Said, you know, if you'd like to listen to them. The brother said, I preached it in one service. I mean, I preached it in one service. It was just, you know. Well, I would have liked to have heard what he said, you know. Like I told you about the man that said, don't tell me about the stature of a perfect man, Brother Moat. Said, I want to come back and preach it to you when I study it out. Well, he came back, and because the Philadelphia is on the sixth church age, he preached the rapture was coming because the prophet said it comes in the Philadelphian. And he preached the Philadelphian, you know, I mean, it comes in the brotherly kindness. And he preached Philadelphia's brotherly kindness had the rapture in the sixth church age. Now, he had it going good, didn't he? He said, well, do we need to know that? No, but you need to know this. Because if you misplace the same ministry of Jesus Christ, you don't know what has been, you don't know what's going on, and you don't know what to expect. Like I just made the statement, you say, I'm expecting a headstone, Brother Dale. The rapture. You can't do that until you have the faith of the Father. You can't even be waiting for the headstone until you have the faith of the fathers. Well, who are you authority of saying that? The prophet said it. I mean, you go argue with him. I just try my best to tell you what he's saying. All right, but now listen. See, there's many stages. As I said, I can cover at least three of the ministry, you know, the same ministry. And first would be covered in the Lord Jesus, that he would be in life. He had that ministry, right? He was the ministry. But then he goes to the River Jordan, and he's anointed to minister, and he goes forth, and he goes from there, and he goes into to from River Jordan to Mount of Transfiguration. And see, there's many stages of the development of his ministry. And see, then he goes on out into a change and a going away. All right. Now, so think about the same ministry now. Because watch what you would do. You say the same ministry, Brother Dale, is the headstone. Well, nobody didn't have it until this end time, according to the prophet now. So that leaves everybody out except you. See, that's what people... That's their doctrine. You can't say you're built on the foundation of apostles and prophets. You're done gone so far above there until... See, you see the statement? Oh, just a headstone, brothers. Headstone. We're in a headstone age. Well, how'd you get there? How did you get the same ministry of Jesus Christ? Now, watch three stages of the same ministry as much as I can even think of. Now you take it and you consider many more and just keep studying it. Alright? See, if you don't teach that Martin Luther John Wesley, just those, I'm naming those just, you know, not because that's the only ones, but I'm saying the Lutheran, the just shall live by faith, the Methodists coming with sanctification, and the Pentecostals with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you don't say they had the ministry of Jesus Christ, you've just left them out. Because they got to have the same ministry, we'll read what the prophet said, they got to have the same ministry to raise in the rapture. All right, now you know what most people teach in the Message. That Luther and Wesley and them didn't have nothing. See, they can't get it correct. They can't understand that justification puts you in the body in the days of the Lord, of Martin Luther, but that won't put you in the body today. See, they can't understand that. And Brother Branham, in finishing the last part of the church age, where it's the resume of the ages or resume, in that, he says, don't you think that I'm saying that Luther and them, that those people didn't have the Holy Ghost. He said they had the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Right.
He said it was just not for the age that they lived in. Justification was the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the days of Martin Luther. Sanctification was the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the days of John Wesley.
Right.
Now, you know, and the ones in those ages where they're fitting. And then the Pentecostals came along, completing the birth, 251, I believe it is, seal book. The last three ages completes the birth. Bringing back the baptism of the Holy Ghost just like it was on the day of Pentecost.
Right.
And you know who they were on the Azusa Street, 1906? Trinitarians. But Brother Brown said they had the same ministry. You see? But we know all about the Message. We're just in the headstone. Just tell us how good we are and everything. It's been being done for 40 years. Has it brought anybody closer to the rapture? The same ministry. If Luther had the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the prophet said he did. Under justification. Then he had the ministry of Jesus Christ. If he didn't have the ministry of Jesus Christ, you got to take him out of the church ages. I've got the quote in here for that. Each one of those messengers had the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And the message brought for the age.
Amen.
See? But people just they just think I'm just an intellectual making a speech. Let's see them line it up.
Amen. Right.
If you think I'm just an intellectual, you got 3 months. You got the pulpit, women or men, either one you want. I'll give you 3 months, and we'll have services every day. And let's see you preach it.
Right.
To where you can stand after 40 years and say, I taught this when I started, and I'm still teaching it today.
Amen.
The prophet said, I taught the new birth. Always taught it.
Right.
As three stages. You say, yeah, but they didn't have three stages in Martin Luther's day. You go talk to him about it. But you're having it in this day or you don't get in the body. But you see what I'm trying to get at? All right. They will be, now, as I said now, the new birth under justification was the ministry of Jesus Christ. Now, do you agree with that, or you differ with that? Under John Wesley of sanctification, that was the ministry of Jesus Christ. Because if not, what are you going to do with the seven spirits? You're going to have six or five or four spirits that are right and other spirits that are wrong. See, where are you going in the Word? See, I'm just trying to give you a lineup. Then when somebody comes by and says something, you know, or something to you, or you hear of another man out somewhere preaching, then you won't be confused about what's being said. That's all I'm trying to do. So there's going to be a time come when we ain't going to get together like we're doing now.
Right.
I done told you that law in 74 would just about put us to zero in this church because you won't be able to travel 25 miles to church. Now that's a law that was still in the books. And you think they can't enforce those things? Just the other day I was reading in the paper where that they say now that if you're traveling, say, in a 30-mile-an-hour speed zone and you're running 60, they fine you the big amount of money like they used to. Do you know what to put on there now? They fine you for a gas price of how much is calculated that your car would use over at 60 than it would at 30, and they fine you, and that was in the newspaper now. Now, if they can do that, they can do about what they want to, can't they? But listen, church, don't you worry about it. We're going to get by.
Amen.
Because that's one thing about it. We've at least got the internet system.
Right.
If you can't get here, you can sit at home and listen to it as long as we can pay the bills for that.
Right.
You know. All right. But you see, church, we have to be prepared.
Right.
And not just get caught up in every little whim-wham of a doctrine or idea.
Right.
We've done went too far. But now listen to what the prophet says now. Oh, well, let me get on with these other two. Number one would be the new birth, like in the days of Luther and Wesley and Pentecost and those people that was coming through with the new birth. They had the same ministry Jesus Christ had. He said, well, I can't see that. Well, you go argue the Bible, you go argue with the prophet.
Right.
All right. But you see, that'll put you in a position where you can understand.
Right.
It's like I've always tried my best to get you to see that where Brother Branham said he met people with the Holy Ghost that received it 50 years before he come on the scene. He said the same Holy Ghost that come on the day of Pentecost. I told you the two brothers sitting there, one going one way and one the other, but both of them said he didn't understand how come Brother Branham could say that. And I give him a simple explanation of the 120 upstairs, tutored for 3.5 years. Received the Holy Ghost, faith of the fathers. But the 3,000 outside received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But it just made them babies in Christ. Now where would we be if we didn't have that understanding? You'd be questioning what the prophet said. You'd be like, I got one. If anybody wants to, that likes to read error to find out what the truth is, I got a book for you. I read half of one page and I've not read no more. Because on the first page, the man said, and I know him real well, the man said like this. He said it in 1962, spoken word's original seed, there's where Brother Branham messed up at. In other words, he didn't use that exact word, but it's came close to, that's where he had really goofed up at. Why? Because spoken word's original seed went places in place. That's why it took him 6 hours to preach that message and lay it in place. It messed up every doctrine that was in the world. And only left one man with the truth. Right? But listen. All right, number one. You got to admit if a person's got the new birth. Right? Then they are within the ministry of Jesus Christ. Maybe it's just a housewife. Maybe it's a church cleaner. Maybe it's a carpenter. Maybe it's a whatever. But it would still be Christ. It would still apply Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's why Romans talks about that when you get the new birth, you get the spirit of adoption. Because that makes you a baby in Christ. Desiring the sincere milk of the word, you may grow thereby. But see, then the prophet will start talking and he'll be referring to this of the faith of the fathers. He'll be referring to the faith of the fathers and he says, the same ministry of the faith of the fathers must be here among us before the headstone can come. There's stage two. Then he'll get over and he's talking about stage three, to where that when the headstone comes and unites with the body, then we can go into rapture. There'll be a resurrection and a rapture. One, two, three. Now you put them all and lump them together. And you've got a mess. That's the best way to say it. But that's what everybody wants instead of the truth. Like I've always said, you let a man come in this message, it used to be a drug addict and can play the guitar, he's popular. But a man that stayed with the truth and nobody's proved him wrong, he ain't going to preach. But all these that's been wrong in quotes and doctrines and predictions and they're thus saith the Lord's that they run around the countries with and all, but yet they're just as popular as can be. But that's exactly like it was with the Lord Jesus. I'll let you think on that. That's exactly the way it was with Brother Branham. Right? So how do you think we're supposed to be? Beware when all men speak well of you. I like that scripture because they don't speak too well of me. So at least I try to find myself in that. But not because of being arrogant and hateful, but because of what I've taught and what I believe. All right. But look what I gave you now. I'm going to scan through some of this, and some of these we'll read. I underlined it, so we'll just scan the quotes. But I just want to get a thought in your mind. All right. Now remember now, I'm covering in this message tonight a layout, and I won't be spending much time about the headstone, only one quote, I think. Because we will pick that up Sunday, the Lord willing. All right. But we're talking about three stages of the ministry, or three stages that would be called the ministry of Jesus Christ. First, the new birth that Martin Luther and them had. Secondly, the faith of the fathers. All right. The third will be the headstone. The ministry. The same ministry. And all of them is called the same ministry. And this is not all of the quotes on it. I got a bunch more laying on the table at home. Just run it in your computer when you get home. Same ministry. You'll get exactly what I got, 35 or 37 times that the prophets used it. But look what he says in that in the paragraph, or E67, a Watchman, What of the Night, 1967-22. Now the spirit in the world today, now I'm giving you just what's underlined. You read all above it and below it. That's why I gave it to you. It's on the internet. They can read it. Performing the same ministry, now it's 1960, against the same opposition, it'll do the same thing. That's right. But his ministry grows deeper and deeper all the time, greater now. Deeper and deeper, or greater and greater. The ministry of Jesus Christ got greater and greater, and the greater it got, the less popular he got, right? We can cover first pull, second pull, third pulls, you know. In Brother Brown's ministry, in his early ministry, he was just like the Lord Jesus, the welcomed young prophet that could raise the dead and heal the sick and all kind of things would happen. But as he started to preach, second pull, as he started preaching, he got very, very less popular. And when it come down to the end time, he was just preaching to a handful in a mobile home or something. All right, don't you think we're going to end up the same way? See? He said, Brother Dale, don't that hurt? It hurts my heart that people won't receive the word. That kills me as a human mortal, as a Christian. I'm like Paul, I believe now. You can say what you want to. But I love the people of this message because they're the jewel of God's eye. And that's why I fought for them. And that's why Paul could stand there and say, I'll give my life for my people. I'd be a castaway if possible. I walk out of that office the same prayer as prayed, Lord, use this vessel, no matter if it must be a castaway. Why? To get you to see the truth. To get you to see it. Look what he says. The same ministry just grows deeper and deeper. It'll have the same opposition, but it'll just get greater and greater. Deeper and deeper. All right? It'll keep on going. Look at the next. Look what it's got to be. Look what this ministry has to be. It's got to be the same ministry. Now watch the statement. It's got to be the same ministry. Because what is it? They had the same. Talking about, well, let's read this one. Because this is the Church Age Messengers. I was just quoting a moment ago. Paragraph 52. Ephesians Church Age, 1960, 1205. Now these others we might disagree. But I sat there for days and days under inspiration till I felt the Holy Spirit strike me and anoint me for it. That's the reason I know. And watch these men that has been picked. Now he's picking the Church Age Messengers, right? If you're a historian, they, the same men that I have got here, and know by revelation that they was the angels to the church, they had the same ministry that these did at the beginning. And that ministry cannot change. It must stay Pentecost all the way through. Now, all right, I've got a question written down here. Did Luther and Wesley and them have the same ministry as the original of the faith of the fathers? No, they didn't have it. Because it wasn't there. Come on. But he could say they had the same ministry. He could say all seven of them had the same ministry. As it was at the beginning, he said. And it would be Pentecost all the way through. Because see, Pentecost has got the dual compound part. What? Upper room and 3,000 outside. Really, when we refer to the day of Pentecost, your reference is more to the outside of the 3,000 because that's where they saw. See, the upper room was a bride only. You know. All right. But you see what? He didn't have no problem saying it. That they had the same ministry. But now put that in the correct order. What ministry did they have? The ministry of Jesus Christ. Now you know what the prophet said, the reason he chose each church age messenger was not the fact that they all was teaching identically the same, but they were teaching the closest to the truth. Now is that right? You don't want, I mean, don't have it, I'll be glad to find you that. He said the ones that were lining up the closest to Paul was the reason the Holy Spirit picked each individual messenger. But see, they had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So now you're placing an order. No, you're trying to correct Brother Branham, Brother Dale. That's the reason I don't like you. That's all right. I don't like me either. But evidently the Lord must like something because he keeps revealing it. And at least I can line it up. All right. But now watch what he done. See, he sent back the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the same in each church age because it's the seven spirits of God going forward. And the prophet said it wasn't seven spirits like different spirits. It was the Holy Spirit in each church age. Because it was not the Holy Spirit that was taken away during the ages. It was the Word that was taken away. Not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was in every age. The new birth was in every age. Alright. Now watch what he says. Off the message, Abraham's covenant confirmed. Paragraph 63, or E63, 61-210. He's talking about Abraham. He's talking about taking Jesus Christ up to Calvary and talking about like Abraham did and the way he went through. And after he was born, what did he do? He took him on Calvary and he tore him apart. Amen. Tore him apart. He raised his body up on Easter morning and set him on the right hand of his throne. But the spirit that was in him, he sent back down to the church. Amen. Then he goes right on down talking. What does he say? And well, let's just read. So the church, when this covenant is brought into full strength, when the covenant is confirmed with God, the church, the people that goes into this body here to be his bride, will be exactly the same spirit that was upon Christ, doing the same things, the same ministry, the same power. It'll come together and be word by word the same, confirming the covenant. Now he's talking about each age, right? the spirit in each age. He doesn't have any trouble calling it the same ministry. Why should we? Next one. Paragraph 54. Take on the whole armor of God. When it sold them rocks laying up there of hundreds of tons laying up there, it's so close together without mortar that you can't run a razor blade between them. And when the headstone comes, Christ comes to his temple, it'll have to fit perfect like the rest of it. And the ministry of the Pentecostal church will have to get so perfect till it'll fit right in with the same ministry that he had here, which will take the whole thing in the rapture, being the church. Now that's one of them. I think there's one more talk to the headstone. Because that's when it does come, it'll have to have a place. Now, let's see. I'm trying to find. Yep. Look at Jehovah Jireh. Number 5. E71. Jehovah Jireh, 1964-0404. I like to go before and after. These people that say Brother Brown changed, you know, after the seals broke. I like to read before and after. Listen to what he says. He's talking about a uniting. Now, as sure as Adam and Eve had to be the same spirit, Christ and the church has to be the same spirit, the same ministry. The things that I do shall you do also. Amen. See what I mean? They had to unite together. Flesh and blood and God had to come together and be one spirit, and Jesus and his church is one spirit. Now he's talking about the same ministry all the way down through, right? To unite together. To be the body of Christ. He's talking about a uniting with the church of the ages that's been through and says it's the same ministry. Right. Look at it. Look at the next one on the mighty God unveiled. Because I like this one. That's where the scripture, where it's in 2 Corinthians 3:18, he says we're changed. In other words, for we go from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of God. And Brother Ram using that in the seal book, I'm pretty sure it's a page where it is. It's in the seal book where he uses it, and he talks about like the rapture is coming from glory to glory to glory as he comes through and takes it out into the rapture. But listen to what he says about it. Changes from glory to glory. See, finally it comes to its back to its original glory. But see, if you don't start with glory, you can't come back with glory. Right? If you don't start with the Holy Ghost, you can't end up with a headstone. Because the headstone is the Holy Ghost. But the headstone's the Word. Right? So you got to start with the same Holy Ghost, end up with the same Holy Ghost. That's the point I'm trying to get you to see. He's talking about changing from glory to glory. Look what he says. Well, that's exactly what the church has done. It come from Luther, Wesley, and now back to the original grain. Back to its original glory. Back to the glory it was at the beginning. The sun that rose in the east is the same sun that's manifesting the same thing in the west, changing from glory to glory. It changed from the pagan down into Luther, and to Luther down into Wesley, and from Wesley out into Pentecost, and on, changing from glory to glory, producing the hidden manna. Now it's ripe to bring him back exactly like he was at the beginning. The same ministry. The same Jesus. The same power. The same Holy Ghost. The same one that's come down on the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost that's manifested today from glory and to glory to glory and back to its original seed with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, with the same signs, same wonders, same baptism, same kind of people acting the same way. Now he didn't say same prophet acting. Same people acting the same way, with the same power, the same sensation. It's from glory into glory. The next will be changed from this glory into a body like unto his own glorious body, where we shall see him. Abraham saw the same. Now, here's another thing that must be covered to keep our point straight. What is our point? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. The new birth. Put Luther and Wesley and them into the body, the Pentecostals, you know, 1906. That's called the same ministry. Now Brother Branham is talking about a grain of wheat. The same ministry. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the Bible, it says that unless the corn of wheat die and fall into the ground, it abides alone. Right? All right. Now, that corn of wheat is the ministry of Jesus Christ, right? The returning to the original ministry of Jesus Christ. But now just remember, that was headstone ministry, the complete ministry of Jesus Christ while he was on earth. And that didn't come down through the ages. But the same scripture that applies to Jesus being the corn of wheat that had to die and go into the ground, read Masterpiece. The prophet uses the same scripture as to the bride of Christ that started off on the day of Pentecost with the upper room experience of the faith of the fathers and very shortly thereafter begin to go into the ground. And would have to be returned in the last days. So if you say the ministry of Jesus Christ has to be returned in the last days, the ministry of Jesus Christ, the total ministry of Jesus Christ never appeared in the ages. What are you talking about? The grain of wheat that fell and went into the ground, the Lord Jesus, never come into full manifestation in the ages. But the faith of the fathers, the grain of wheat, the faith of the fathers, the grain of wheat, went into the ground and must be restored back. Read Masterpiece. Read those messages. And see what he's talking about. See, now he's covering a grain of wheat. Talking about the same ministry. But see, the ministry of Jesus Christ, when he died, he kept that ministry. He only placed within the disciples the faith of the fathers, not the headstone. Because they crucified him before that could be brought into full maturity. It was there in him. Do you understand what I'm saying now? So you must deal with the grain of wheat that went into the ground at Nicaea and come out of, through Luther and Wesley and them and sprouted out and goes back to the faith of the fathers before you can talk about the full grain of wheat of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or, put it in plain language, Jesus preached to the disciples, but he preached six seals, but they didn't understand what those seals were. Right. That in plain language. But in the end time, the prophet brought the message. That plain enough. Then you'll see what I'm talking about when we get to it later about what that headstone really is. When the prophet said it's those two stones that went into the temple. Because those two stones that went into the temple was the Ten Commandments. And the prophet said the Ten Commandments come are the seals. He could put it all together. You see, what all I'm trying to do is to keep you from being confused. If I'm called a smart aleck and intellectual for that, I'll face God with that. But at least I've not been shiftless and lazy about what I've tried to bring a church to get her to stand on her feet. Because there's going to be a day me and you ain't going to be able to get together. You're going to stand on what you got. When you stand on what you got to do that. Brother Colley knows that statement to be well true. When I told him coming out of South Carolina one day, I said, Brother Colley, all I'm trying to do is planting a seed into you enough to work that when we can't get together, it will carry you through. But I'm not like a man was years ago, years and years and years ago, that stood right in this church and said, my church is built on the Word, and if I die and go away, don't have to worry about it, because my church has been sold on the Word. And he had a 18-year-old girl pregnant at that time. And had a baby by her. Church, this thing is not playing. This is not playing church. If you like to hoop the laws and to go in, and I do too, and I love them. That's why I get these brothers in to come and preach to you, because it stirs me up too to hear evangelists and ministers like that that can get you and bring you up and make you feel good. I love it too. But I like to know what I'm shouting about when I get back down on the ground. Because shouting is okay on Sunday, but Monday you're going to face the devil, and shouting ain't going to do it. It's the Word that'll do it. Right. Look what he goes on. Modern events made clear by prophecy, 1965, 1206. Number 7 on your notes. And he said he begins to reveal himself into the seed form again. The same one that went into the ground, come back to be the bride. This same one that went into the ground, come back to be the bride. Just the bride, and the groom is the same. There's one in here in a minute somewhere he's talking about. He said, there ain't no organization in this. The bride and the groom is the same. Flesh and blood, the same ministry, the same things, doing just exactly what he done, the Spirit. Same ministry. But Brother Branham, don't leave nobody out. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. If you don't cover it the same ministry, I mean, I'm just going to put it plain. I don't care what you think about it. If you don't cover it the way I'm talking about it, I can't see it. Because, see, I can tie together with the Luther's justification. I can tie together with the baptism of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost with the 3,000. I can tie together with all in the upper room and still talk about a headstone to come. And not talking about a headstone out yonder to come. I can say with the prophet, I'm not saying he's coming, he's here. But listen to what he says. Listen to what he gets to now. All right, let me make this statement for a rude quote. He died Son of Man, rose Son of God, right? He's been Son of God down through 7 church ages, right? But to be the Son of Man in the end time. The Son of Man is the same seed grain that went into the ground in the death of Jesus Christ. The Son of Man is not the seed of grain that went into the ground down through the dark ages. That was Son of God that went into the ground. The Son of Man had not come on the scene in the church ages. It is only in the last age. You see why we keep hollering at that? Look what he says. Sign of the Messiah, 1959, 329E. Look at the last paragraph part of it where it's underlined. He's talking about a commission charged to him by an angel, confirmed by the Word. Let it be known tonight that you're Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that raised from the dead, and you live in your church, in your people to perform and to carry out the same ministry you had when you were here in the body of flesh. He said, grant it, Lord. The Son of God must be restored through the faith of the fathers before you can talk about Son of Man. Look at the next one. Watchman, what of the night? 1960, 722. The same ministry that the Son went down in, the same light He went down in, is coming again in the resurrection power. Now who's He talking about? Son of Man is the one that went down. Now he's taking it on over. You can take that quote to be Son of God and use it that way, or take it to be Son of Man and go right on to glory. You see what he's talking about? The Son went down in the same light. What is it in Zechariah 14:7? It shall be light in the evening time. It said it'd be light all the way down through the ages. Light in the evening time. Listen. This one went down in the same light that he went down in. Is coming again in the resurrection power. And the morning star is reflecting that light. Then we cry, watchmen, what of the night? Hallelujah. The morning cometh in the night also. Now we're in the dark time. The lady you see in church age, man, lukewarm, not able to stand the things of God. They pulled themselves off, separating, like it was in the days of Noah. But the morning star shines right on them just the same. The power of God, the Holy Spirit, even shines down on people around. Look at the age we're living. Look at the age we're living. Go on, just keep on reading. We would see Jesus, 1962, 7:12. He said, I believe in the literal coming, corporal body, descending from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise, but his spirit is here with us. And as the church, like the pyramid, comes into a point, so has the church in the days of Luther, days of Wesley, days of Pentecostal, and now just before the headstone comes into it, and look, just before it comes into it, that church has to be honed so perfect till the same ministry that he did here, his same ministry so predominant, will bring the same body right into it and resurrect the whole thing. That's exactly right. Amen. Glory to God. Now what's he talking about? The faith of the fathers. The same ministry of Jesus Christ and the faith of the fathers. Taking it right on through. Because that's got to be here before the headstone can come. The faith of the fathers has got to be in an individual before the headstone can cap that individual off. The faith of the fathers has got to be in the body of Christ before the headstone can cap. But we're in the headstone age. We're just here. Well, I guess everybody's in it then. I know it. I'm a smart aleck. As I was with Moses, 1960, 9/11 in the morning. Now, it may be a hard thing for me to change from one ministry to another, but it isn't changing the ministry. It's taking the same ministry in a higher sphere. Right. It's the original commission, and all these other things have been building upon that. Now's the time. What are you using that for, Brother Dale? I was talking about Brother Branham's ministry. Yeah, it just kept climbing higher and higher. Because where did he start off with? A new birth? Where did he start off with? On the Ohio River? With a new birth? Studying for 30-something years to preach the stature of a perfect man? Right? Then goes on out and meets the angels and comes back and preaches the seals and things after then and goes on off. All called the same ministry. You see why I'm speaking to three there? What the thought of it? E60, Jesus Christ the same, 1956, 2:25. I'm late. He's talking. Read on back before then. Did the disciples do it? The same ministry that Jesus had? The apostles carried on just exactly like they always did. And he tells about Paul going down and the things that they're praying and what's happening. Did the apostles have the same ministry? Same ministry of Jesus Christ. Did Luther and Wesley have it? Same ministry of Jesus Christ. What'll be the headstone? Same ministry of Jesus Christ. Did the corn of wheat go into the ground at when Jesus Christ died? Yes. Hadn't come into the church until the end time because it's the grain of seed, the Son of Man. But the church, under the faith of the fathers, went into the ground and has to be restored back before the headstone can come. That's why the prophet preached stature of a perfect man before he ever went and preached the seals. Why? Because he had to have that to be able to understand what would come later. That's why I said, spoken word of original seed, preached in 62. A six-hour sermon, tearing up ever denominational doctrine that there is in this message, and all that was ever in the land whatsoever of a denomination, tearing it to pieces and showing that there was original seed to come only by Malachi 4. Showing the same thing in the church age book, the resume of the ages, where he says it like this, He said, the latter rain, brethren, was talking about the latter rain. He said, how can you have the latter rain when you haven't had the former rain? He said, because the messenger had not come. That was back, name the names of the brothers, that's where they heard of Brother Branham in the 40s. They were in what was called the latter rain. Not this latter-day saint stuff. Latter rain. Through the Pentecostal groups. But he said, you can't do it. He said, because the former rain ain't come yet. And to prove they was wrong, when the former rain came through the prophet messenger, they rejected it. Alright. Now watch. This is off the message, Be Not Afraid, 1961, 123. Number 13 on your notes. Now we realize that we're not St. Paul. But he's still Jesus. See? He's still God. So God, being no respect of persons, he sends your pastors and evangelists and things along that you might have the same faith in the same God that St. Paul represented. And then if we have the same ministry that St. Paul had, the same things take place in our ministry, took place in St. Paul's meeting. Where's that at? Faith of the Fathers. Right? So let the church get to the faith of the Fathers and you're going to see great works. But the problem is you got people that claim to be, I don't know nothing about faith of the Fathers. That's a fair time gone. I just come into the headstone. You got to have the cornerstone before you can have the headstone. That's why these people with the what they call the seventh seal revelation is preaching their two souls, seven thunder virtues, River Jordan doctrines, polygamy. And saying that Brother Branham was wrong. The one that the book is my house is, the man that started it, and he's dead now. This man went on over to him, I'm not saying no more about it. He went on over with him. And they saying that the millennium is here. You can just do anything. I just marry and intermarry and just do anything. Don't make no difference. Cutting the hair, wearing the pants, doing anything. Don't make no difference because we're in another covenant now. Now, if you got the baptism of the Holy Ghost and somebody tells you that, you know there's something wrong. But now, if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that sounds good. Because you can just do anything you want to. So it's all based on whether you're born again or not. Because if you're born again, you got the same Jesus Christ that's on the shores of Galilee living in your heart. It may be in a baby form, but it's in your heart. Like I've always said, you don't have to have the faith of the Fathers to quit doing a lot of things. The new birth is supposed to stop a lot of things. Yeah. I didn't even have the new birth and they took it out of me back there in the Baptist church. But listen. Paul, the same ministry. He said he would send pastors and evangelists. So you know what he's talking about, fivefold ministry. Because that's what he said in the statue of a perfect man, right? Fill me up, Lord, with these things. That I may teach others, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, to bring these things in for the perfecting of the saints. Is that what the Bible says? Ephesians 4:11. But you see, folks, we got to be at the faith of the Fathers before they can be a headstone. Look at the last one. Watchman, what a night, 1967-22. The morning star is shining. It's ready to reflect the light that light the sun. Suns are shining on the star. Now it isn't, listen, it isn't the church. Now listen to what he's saying. It's ready to reflect the light that strikes. The suns are shining, you know, on the star. Now it isn't the church. It isn't the person. It's the sun that's reflecting on the star that reflects the sunlight to the earth. Now, it's not the church. It's the Holy Spirit, the coming of the Son of God, that's reflecting in the church, that's proving His power. He's doing exactly the same thing. The same ministry He did when He left the earth. He's here tonight doing the same thing, reflecting His coming. Reflecting what? Not the... what is it? Paleness of the moon. Moon's church, right? Representation. But reflecting the same signs, what comes to pass? Not the moon, the star, the morning star hails the coming of the sun.
Amen.
What is it? What is our trouble today? One thing, not believing what God says we are. That's the most important thing. Not taking His word. And you say to 99.9% of the people in this message, it's the same ministry of Jesus Christ is here. Oh, well, let's see it happen. We got a cemetery out here. Let's see it emptied up. Let's go down to the hospital. But then you got the other side that just falls over and says, glory, hallelujah, the ministry of Jesus Christ is here. We might not agree with them out there at that church over there that's that denominational thing, but they got great signs and wonders. Brother Dale, don't you think maybe we ought to get one of them preachers over there to come over here to help us understand how they got signs and wonders? I know how they got it. I know how they got it. Any born again minister that is truly anointed by the Spirit of God can preach divine healing to you. Well, Brother Dale, why don't you preach it to us? I've seen mine work. I've seen what I've done preached and seen it work. I've seen it in you work. So I've done my job. I've seen you healed. I've seen you with great things happen that you testified of. So I've done my job. I've tried to preach Christ to you. Don't make this thing so little until we just fall into it. But don't make it so big that we can never reach it. Just walk day by day, step by step, and realize the new birth that you have is the same ministry of Jesus Christ. But then to realize there must be a faith of the fathers that must follow that to be called the ministry of Jesus Christ. And then to realize when the headstone comes to the body, she'll have the ministry of Jesus Christ. And when we go into glory, it'll be Jesus Christ that takes us to glory. Why can't we realize what's among us? Like the prophet said it, and I know this don't fit too good with most people, but the prophet said, there was more signs and things took place in one service in his ministry. He said the Lord Jesus done it. And then the whole Bible written about the miracles of Christ. We don't have no problem with that. But when I say go back and check your record and how long the book of Acts had been in existence and how many miracles had taken place in this church, and compare it and let's see. But you see, I'm not satisfied. Come on, folks, I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied with you and me. For the word that we heard, we already done walked off the earth. I'm as honest as I could be when I preach that not being mixed with faith. About the middle of that series, I thought this is the last I'll preach. I'll pour my heart in because the rapture will come when this is finished. Because if I could get you to see that what you've got in you needs to be mixed with faith. Needs to be revealed. You need to pray for a revelation. And that starts from me to the back. We need a revelation. That's why you don't see me crowing. You see me crying. Because we're belittling ourselves to not realize who we are. But yet if we make ourselves too big and not face it as the truth and reality of where we are, we've done just the same thing. What is your goal, Brother Dale? To preach this church until everybody here gets a new birth. Number one. Number two, until everybody here, children and all, stands with the faith of the fathers. And number three, when we get to there, we'll be able to stand there and know for surety what the headstone really is. Because only then can you be waiting for the headstone. As an individual, you could already be capped off. But as the body of Christ, we all must come together as the body. You say, yeah, but Brother Dale, if the headstone was here in that one person, I proved that years ago. I got ridiculed for saying that a person could have a headstone and die. I ain't got no problem with the Lord Jesus dying. I'm glad He did. Release the life. I've got no problem thinking about Brother Branham, because if he hadn't went on off the scene, we would all have been trying to look at him, and he'd have been 90-something years old. And we'd have had our eyes on him instead of on the Word. And until the body of Christ comes together as a unit, we will still be dying. Why? Because that's the thing. God is waiting on you and I. Adoption time. Come on, brother boy. Adoption time, when He can pour into us His fullness. And there'll be a resurrection. You know why I know there'll be a resurrection? Because there's been a new birth coming to my soul. That makes me automatically qualified for a resurrection. But I'd like to be there and see this thing finished and walk off the earth. And to do that, we're going to have to have the faith of the fathers. And having that, then we can be qualified to receive the headstone. Yeah, but Brother Dale, you said the headstone is the sealed thing. We heard them 40 years ago. That don't make one bit of difference. That was what the prophet preached. He possessed those things, but you and I, now I'm ending it with that, because that's what Brother Richard was talking about Sunday, and I believe it. Brother Branham had those things, but it must be in you and me. Now here's the whole statement in one point and blunt, but that doesn't mean every one of us is going to be the same person. I've never taught nothing like that, I never believed it. Because to be a body, it would have to be feet, hands, parts that you think you don't have much need of. They'd be hearts and they'd be brains and they'd be all kind of things that are very important. Each person must be in their place. That's why the prophet Christ, the mystery of God, revealed. What is the new birth, Brother Branham? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the most illiterate person could have the same ministry of Jesus Christ. And it's part of it. I like, let's see if I can think of it in my mind. It hit me in a minute. Brother Brown said, the Godhead is not complete without you. God of this evil age, I believe he's right. Said, the Godhead is not complete without you. So you got a part. Let's just all find our own place and don't look down on everybody else to try to figure out where they need to be. Let's find out where we need to be. All right. Let's stand. Go ahead. 152. Today what tomorrow may bring, don't know sunshine or rain. You have a need, the altar's open. See, I believe the same ministry of Jesus Christ is here. It's for you to be at any stage that I've taught tonight. Whether it be the new birth, whether it be the faith of the fathers, or whether it be with a headstone. It's for you. It's what we can believe. I'm living by faith, and I feel no alarm. The tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of light. I'm never alarmed at the overcast sky. The Master looks on. Living by faith in Jesus above. Trusting, confiding in His great love. Come all harm's safe in His sheltering arm. Right. I'm living by faith. Abby Grace can clap her hands. I know that He safely will carry me through, no matter what evil betides. Why should I then care, no? Tempest may blow if Jesus won't. Why are we worried about the price of gas? You know that God has prepared us for the day we're living? Listen, do you know that 30 years ago, the biggest percentage of us in here, on a calculation of what it is today, would be paupers? You understand what I'm saying? Calculating what it is today and what we've got. We're not rich. We're not rich people. But you know that God has given us an opportunity to be able to have good homes, good cars, good jobs, little money in the bank, little things to happen, to where we can at least be able. You know, He's prepared us for this time. And see, now it's going to turn out to see. See, now it's going to turn out to see whether the money is the thing. Because let's just tighten up just a little bit further, and they start doing things, and let's see how many of you is going to take your money out of the bank and get to church. Or are you going to say, no, I got to keep my money in the bank? God didn't give it to you to keep it in the bank. Now, we're not talking foolishly. We're not stupid. But how many is going to use an excuse? I can't go because too much cost. See? But you see, I'll take that out of the way. Because there'll never be a day that you can say you can't afford to come to this church. Because I'll do the best I can to supply it for you. But see, we're going to find out whether we really mean what we mean or whether we're going to be taken down by some world system. Whether we stand or whether we don't, whether it be jail or what. Some of us could be in jail before morning. But who's going to worry? I'm going to be happy. I don't know about you. Because I know what the prophet said these things would take place. Like Brother Biscoe, when he was over there in China and they arrested him, Sister Biscoe said, well, he put his life on the line, something to this degree, and said, you know, I remember the statement was made, and she says, now he's in jail for what he believed. Something to that degree. Not down and out, but realizing that the word is right. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above. What do we have need of? Right. Amen. Well, you just believe it. And agree. When one door closes, another opens. They don't even have to close. Father, we love you and we thank you. We believe that you've taken care of us so far, and you will continue to take care of us because you promised it. We love you in Jesus' name. We send this prayer cloth with our brother. Do not worry about his job. All will be made well because you've taken care of all of us. In Jesus' name. Anybody else? Trusting, confide in his great love. From all harm safe in his sheltering arm, I'm living by faith. You know, Sister Johnny used to write me years ago when she lived up in New York. She'd write and she talked just like talking to her father, you know, and write and send it to me. And you know, a lot of times they would get ready to just shut down the department she was in. And not because she had seniority or had anything, because she had prayer. She'd say, God, you know that if they close this job, I got to have one, and you got one ready. And you know, they would just take her out of that department, move her over into another department. And she would be oh so upset about being moved till it just be, I'd get my ear rung off telling me how bad they're doing her. I said, well, God will work everything out. Come find out for short hours, then they just do away with that whole department. See, and if they hadn't have moved her, she'd have went with it. They kept doing that until she was, I even know the lady that was the boss, the CEO was Don Cole. And they moved her right on up until she was almost in the office with Don Cole to keep from losing. You think God ain't concerned? He's prepared us. Now let's walk. Far to win. Just sing this before we go. Anybody have a need? Or lay some soul upon my heart and love that soul through me and may I ever do the part to win such soul for thee. Father, we thank you. We thank you for tonight, and I pray that what we've said would be encouraging, Lord. Especially to somebody out there on the internet that doesn't know what the lineups and the thoughts and the things, and they're so confused because preachers preaching it in every form. And Lord, you know, I was thinking about that today. That it wasn't made for me to go and be out there, but maybe somebody I could reach somewhere. We love you. We've seen it made manifest. We thank you. Just go home with us. Give us a safe journey home and just bless everybody and keep us in your loving grace. Forgive our sins and cleanse us and guide us. In Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed. Sir.